they trusted me enough to put me in charge of making a sale. And because here was this egghead that didn't know anything. But anyway, I was down in Peru. But that was really an exciting time.
Now, did you go to Peru to do this?
I had an expert on government financing from Ottawa with me. Mm-hmm. I negotiated with three generals.
Ooh.
They were the funniest bunch. I was down there for about 2 weeks, and always mañana, mañana. And I'd phone in, and how's it going? I'd say, well, getting there. And finally I get a call. They're ready to sign the contract. And so, but to get into the castle, called it the castle where the Peruvian cabinet met, you had to have a flag for the ambassador's flag to get in. So I called the ambassador, the Canadian ambassador, and told him I was desperate. I had to get his car to get into this. And he blew up at me because I had interrupted his nap. And I don't think he had, it must have been a very quiet post or something. I wasn't used to anything like this. Anyway, I quieted him down and we got to the general. And I was sitting at a big table, waiting for them. And here come these these generals striding and making a lot of noise. And I damn near giggled out loud. What the hell is a joker from Gimli doing here was the thought that went through my head. But anyway, they signed the contract. It was 200,000 tons and 162.87 a ton.
Whoa.
But, and then I called McNamara and he said, what? You see, they had sent me because nobody had been able to get through there. You got it in your hot little hand, he said. So that really got me going in the sales end of it, which mm-hmm. is where all the action is.